Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You probably haven't heard a lot about it lately, but you can still enroll in the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The deadline is Friday, December 15th. So what do you need to know between now and then? My guest has some answers. Gene Drummond is president of Healthcare Dynamics International. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Gene, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Delighted to be here with you, Harold.
Let's first talk about what's happening right now. The deadline is December 15th.
Yes.
What do people need to know between now and Friday?
Absolutely. So what they need to know is also what they need to do. And so that is to get covered. So if individuals do not have health insurance, if they are presently not covered, meaning we're talking about health insurance here, not auto, or, you know, sometimes folks get kind of confused, right? Or if they have lost their insurance for whatever reason, do not have health insurance, or simply want to ask a question about their insurance or want to change their insurance, they need to get covered. And so there's clearly, I'm going to give that website out several times during the conversation.
Please do.
www.healthcare.gov. And the front page of that website will then ask the individual what city, state, what locale they're in, because as you know, there are different regulations in different states. And so that is so important. If you have any questions whatsoever and do not have health insurance, want to change your insurance, you need to get covered and get that information so that you can determine how best you can move forward to make sure that you and your family.
When you go to healthcare.gov, where does it send you? So, for example, if you live in Maryland,
sure.
For example, what happens?
Absolutely. So what it's going to do, it'll give you the telephone number to the marketplace in your state. So Maryland Health Connection or DC Health Link. And then you can then contact them. You can go to that website and be able to have the support that that state is providing. So they will direct you where you need to go. But certainly you can also stay on hold, and an individual from the healthcare.gov website will come online and be able to further support you and answer any questions. But what I just really want to start off, I want to begin with the end in mind and just say how important healthcare is. I mean, certainly having health insurance and getting access to the top 10 essential benefits is so very important. And so later on, we can talk about what those benefits are. But Harold, you got to get covered. So if you're unsure, uncertain, uncovered, by all means, you need to do it now. Don't wait until Friday. You need to do it now.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about Obamacare. The deadline is coming up on Friday.
Yes.
Of course, you know, it's also the Affordable Care Act. If you have been covered by the Affordable Care Act again and would like last year and would like to be covered again,
sure,
certainly you need to sign up. And if you have a question, you can give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I started off this conversation talking about why we haven't heard a lot about the Affordable Care Act this year.
Sure.
Why is that?
Sure. Well, Harold, you know, there have been there's several activities, let me say, that could have contributed to that. So one is when the Affordable Care Act first started, Obamacare, there was a lot of there were dollars allocated for the marketing, the advertisement, the promotion of that. So much of those dollars have now are now no longer. So that is one of the key areas. Another area is many people may just not be informed about, you know, how important it is, especially those that are in, you know, in vulnerable communities and just not, you know, accessing, you know, the information. Particularly, I will say that you don't have the navigators. And then initially, you had many individuals that were doing the community outreach. In some states, they were called assisters. In other states, they were called navigators. And these were individuals that were really at a community level out providing information, promoting and sharing and helping individuals, especially those that were most vulnerable in communities, whether you're talking about rural communities or urban individuals that were just don't have the health literacy or health insurance literacy, shall we say, which is something else that we speak about. So that's another reason. Another reason is that there's no longer the individual mandate, that penalty. At least nationally, there's no longer the federal, because there is in one state, New Jersey does still have that individual mandate. And so many individuals, and you know, there was a whole piece around the millennials, getting the millennials and the younger individuals enrolled in the health plans. So many individuals may feel that because there is no longer that tax penalty, that I don't need the health insurance. So those may be just a few of some of the reasons why the word has not been out. But I'm just excited that WHUR has embraced this and is getting the word out that you need to get covered and that December the 15th is the deadline and that you need to call tonight, today, get enrolled, get health insurance so that you can have access to a provider. You can have access to medications. You can have access to healthcare just to make sure that you will be around. That can be the best Christmas gift right here in the holiday season. How about that? That you can give to yourself is to make sure that you can enter into 2019 with health coverage.
Let me ask you the role of your company in this Healthcare Dynamics International for those who aren't familiar with it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm excited. So Healthcare Dynamics now has been in existence over 25 years, and our work is really, the vision of our organization is improving the quality of health for all, especially vulnerable populations. That's so important that all of us have good health care. I mean, if we want to live, you know, time is important, and the best way to get time is to be healthy. And so our role is really reaching out, educating, whether it's providers, whether it's patients, looking at various health care policies, such as the ACA, and how do those policies impact providers across the continuum, whether we're talking about hospitals, nursing homes, whatever that might be, to deliver the highest quality care to patients. Well, a part of that continuum is making sure that you have access to good health care, whether you're in a rural area or urban area, you have health care. And so that is what we do. And we're excited to be able to work with the top health care federal agencies, HHS and the CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and other agencies to ensure that the quality of health for all Americans is available.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act still in existence, still available for you to get covered, also, of course, known as Obamacare. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. Let's talk to Lawrence calling from Southeast D.C. Lawrence, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's up?
How are you? Go right ahead.
I'm good. I want to know, how do you get coverage, and why is it called Obamacare? Hello?
Great. Okay,
could
thank you.
Could you hear his question?
Yes. Okay, very well. Thank you so much, first of all, for calling. And so I do believe that I heard you say that you were calling from Washington, D.C. And so I happen to be in here in Washington, D.C. D.C. Health Link is the marketplace that is here in the District of Columbia that I'm sure if you are able to go on the website that we shared, they will direct you to D.C. Health Link, or you can go on any browser and go to DC Health Link. So they would be able to tell you which plan that you qualify for, where, and depending upon your family size as well as your income. So whether that would be in the under a Medicaid plan, or whether it would be under a qualified health plan. So that's the first thing. So for you to, for your family to get coverage, you can contact, that's DC HealthLink. The second question that you asked is, why do they call it Obamacare? Well, so clearly, as you know, President Obama, the Affordable Care Act was the legislative name, and it's actually a little larger than that, but that was the name, and that was under President Obama that enacted this act. And so for many, it has been called Obamacare. For those that are passionate, you know, feel supported, Obamacare, it's a good thing. They are appreciate having the opportunity to have health care. And in a few minutes, I'll talk about some of the benefits, the essential benefits that having the health care coverage does provide. And maybe for those that are not as passionate about it, they sometimes may use the Affordable Care in a negative content. So, but essentially, it's because Obama was the president that the Affordable Care Act.
Right. One of the things, Lawrence, and I don't know how old you are, but you may, if you're old enough to remember that during the 2008 campaign, President Obama, one of the things that he pushed a great deal prior to his initial election as president was healthcare. His argument was that healthcare isn't just about health, but it is about economics. And so that if you have a healthier population, that means that they can work instead of dealing with sick days. It also dealt with pre-existing conditions. It also dealt with issues as it relates to checkups, breast cancer screenings, diabetes screenings, and other kinds of health related issues. And so as a result, and after his election and the Affordable Care Act was signed 2 years after his election, it took that long to get legislation for him to sign. And so as a result, it is called Obamacare because it is his signature piece of legislation. Some would argue that he expended a great deal of political capital in order to get that done. But that is why it is called Obamacare.
Great. And, you know, another thing, too, I was going to say to you, Lawrence, when we was talking about the economics of this, I mean, clearly our country we're spending so much on health care. But yet we don't have the health outcomes. That means our people, Americans, are not as healthy. I mean, we have diabetes, 1 in 3, you know, pre-diabetes. We're spending so many dollars. And so I would say to you, I can share with you some of the essential benefits, because for gentlemen, you know, certainly it's important for you to have prostate exams. And so that is so important. And with this, you can get that. So, Harold, is it okay if I share some of the essential benefits?
Well, before we do that, because yes, I've got a lot of folks on the line, but I definitely wanted to make sure that Lawrence got his question answered. So thank you so much, Lawrence, for giving us a call. I do want to go to my next caller, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. David calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, David. What's on your mind? David, are you there? David, give me a call back if you can. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ola calling from
hello.
Ola?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go right ahead, please.
The verse, she said something about right now we don't have no more individual mandate. So I just wanted to elaborate more on that, why we do not have individual mandate anymore.
Oh, sure. Well, that was passed in the legislation under the new president, you know, President Trump, that no longer is there a tax penalty for the not having coverage. And so please still get the coverage. That's very important. But no longer is there a federal mandate that so you're no longer penalized. There's no longer a tax penalty.
Okay.
At the federal level.
Ola, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Affordable Care Act. You can still sign up for health care coverage. But if you have any questions about it, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wanda, calling from Maryland. We're going to talk to you next. Please don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and lines are still open at 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The deadline to sign up for Obamacare is December 15th. That's this Friday. Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act, is still available and still viable. If you want health care under the Affordable Care Act in 2019, you need to sign up right away. Because, again, the deadline is on Friday. It's Saturday. Thank you so much. I appreciate my timekeeping producer and audio engineer, Bobby. Thank you so much. My guest is Jean Drummond. She is the president of Healthcare Dynamics International, and she has answers for your questions. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Wanda calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Wanda. What's on your mind?
I just want to share that I think that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is awesome. It is the best thing, and it literally saved my life. And I'll say this. I've had health coverage as working a daytime job, a corporate America. And when I lost that job, I would have been paying $700 a month for one person who is healthy, who only needs to go to the doctor once a year for your annual, $700. With Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, I am paying $241 a month for the exact same plan, the same coverage, the same doctor. What I love about it as a self-employed person is that it is based on your income. So if I have a great year and I make good money, then I pay more for my insurance. But if I don't have a great, didn't make that much money, I pay less. And I think that's an awesome balance, and it is allowing me to continue to keep my coverage.
Mm. Interesting. Wanda, what about prescriptions and the like? Have you needed medicines while under the Affordable Care Act?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I had the flu a couple of weeks ago. And I had a cough, and my doctor gave me a prescription for some $10, $15 at the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
All of that is my office visits are a flat $30. It's the same plan I had when I was in corporate America, but now I'm self-employed. $700 per month for someone who is healthy?
Mm-hmm. That was a Cobra plan that you had?
Well, when I left corporate America, I had to go into Cobra. Mm-hmm. And Cobra allowed you to pay $500. And I did that for 10 years, but I was about to cancel it because I could not afford the $500 as a self-employed person. Mm-hmm. So the same year that I was about to be canceled out of Cobra, because you can't do it for so long, Obamacare kicked in. And that policy would have been $700, but I got it for $200.
Wow. Wanda, I'm so excited to hear that. Thank you so much for just sharing.
It works, people.
Yes.
Keep it going.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. And just to share with you a little bit, they have different levels of the plan. So you have the bronze, you have the silver, you have the gold, and then you have the platinum. Obviously, the bronze has typically a lower premium and higher deductibles, and then the platinum has a higher premium. But I have some good news in that they're stating that actually, there's an average of about a 1.5% reduction, actually, even more in some of the lower cost silver plan premiums. And so, you know, we're excited that we're seeing in some of the plans, not all, but that there is a further reduction in the cost of those premiums.
Mm-hmm.
And so also, do I have a minute to just kind of share some of the...
Hold on for a minute, Wanda. Let me thank you, first of all, for your phone call. We appreciate it and continue a good health to you. Let me go to Stewart. Stewart calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Stewart. What's on your mind? Stewart, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Please go right ahead.
All right. So just so that you know, this is the reason why you want this coverage. It has the 10 essential benefits, ambulatory patient services. So that's going to your regular doctor, emergency services, hospitalizations, maternity and newborn care, mental health, prescription drugs, just as you mentioned, rehabilitative services, your laboratory services, you know, oftentimes that. And then there's preventive and wellness services that are so important, especially for those that might have, you know, chronic conditions. And then, of course, your pediatric services and your vision. So it's so important. Get covered so that, you know, for the gentlemen out there, absolutely need those prostate exams, the ladies making sure that they're getting the annual wellness exams, mammography. It's just so very important so that you can stay healthy and catch those early diagnoses. Even if you do have something, it's important. Get early diagnosis so that you can get treatment and get back to work and enjoying your family.
Doesn't it often depend on where you live? In other words, what state you may live in that may determine how you are able to get certain levels of coverage.
Yes. So it's not so much the certain levels of coverage, because the essential benefits are just that. They are a part of the program. But it's really about, with the marketplace, you have kind of two sides. One is the Medicaid. That is if the state has authorized that they would have expanded Medicaid. And that eligibility would determines your income and your family size would be anywhere between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty line. So that's very...
So explain that.
Sure. So essentially there is a federal poverty level that is set, and the states could determine your eligibility or the eligibility of you to qualify for Medicaid based upon your family composition, your family size, and the income coming to your family. So,
but what I was asking is, aren't some states more providing more support for the exchanges than others?
Yes, the individual states had the privilege of determining what that eligibility would be, and even to some extent what some of the, if they would add on additional benefits. So that's very important. That's why we were giving the number, mm-hmm, to contact www.healthcare.gov, and I can share that number if you like.
Yeah, please do.
Sure.
Not to mention, we'll also be posting that information on our website on whur.com, as always,
sure,
after 9 o'clock. But please, Jane,
yes,
go right ahead.
Sure. 1-800, that's 318-2596. That's 1-800-318-2596. So whether you live in Maryland, D.C., wherever you might live, you can call that number and they will, you know, direct you there. And that will help you to understand the types of services that are provided in your state, the eligibility, as well as the benefits that you will receive. As also, it'll help you to understand the qualified health plans. So there are various health plans that are available depending upon which state. So it really does get down to the individual state packages that they have available. That's why please call this number before tonight, tomorrow, as soon as possible, so that you can get you and your family covered.
One of the things that one of the callers asked was about coverage. When you sign up, how long does it take? Let us say, for example, that you are an individual,
mm-hmm,
and you are signing up just for yourself. How long does the process take? Do you get a card? How do you know that you are covered?
I'm so glad. So essentially, when you contact this number or contact the state, the marketplace, they will take all your information and be able to provide for you your information right then. And you get coverage. You will get covered January 1. So getting signed up by December the 15th, you get covered by January 1. Now, if you are eligible for Medicaid, then you typically would become effective retro back to the beginning of that month. But here again, it's so very individual based upon your income, your family size.
You don't want to wait to try to figure that out.
No, you don't. You want to do that now. If there's any way I can continually say, act now. Make these telephone calls. Get covered. Because the last thing that you want is to find out something later on and don't have the coverage and, you know, just have to end up going to the emergency room. That's not what we want. We want the primary care.
How do we know that the 3.6 million who were covered last year and now those numbers are down 100,000 or so? Is the 3.6 from last year and the 3.4 from this year, are those the same people, a combination? How do we know where those numbers are coming from and explain them?
Sure. Well, first of all, you've got to understand that many that were previously not insured before Obamacare are now insured. So clearly, I mean, when you're thinking about percents, I'm trying to just put it in perspective for you that clearly there's just the pool is not as large. And many are coming in and just auto-enrolling, say, you know, I want to continue my insurance. Others are coming in saying, I want to change. Others might be insured during that special enrollment period. And I want to say, if you have a life event, what is that life event? Having a baby, might be marital status, might be immigration status. It could be a number of different things that then you can enroll outside of the open enrollment period. And so that's very, you know, important, to understand that there are people kind of coming on and coming off, but each of those states have that data, and they all, you know, rolling up to sharing with CMS so that we can see what the national perspective is. And so what we're just saying is between now and Saturday, get enrolled, check your coverage. Even if you are covered, right, your status may have changed for one reason. Make sure that you have the best policy that reflects your current needs. That's very important. So you might have coverage. Pick up the phone, still call, and ask your navigator, ask the assister in the different states if you have the best coverage for your family.
How has the Affordable Care Act changed for physicians and other health care providers?
Wow. So something that you would ask that question, because it's not just the Affordable Care Act had so many different segments. And as you know, the Affordable Care Act was really about, you know, if we called something called the triple aim, which is now the quadruple aim, which is really around, you know, better health, better care, lower cost. And the quadruple aim says less administrative burden for providers. So, Jean, what does all that mean? As we talked about earlier, the economic burden of healthcare, and how do we change that? Well, there's a whole lot more. I'm going to try to condense it down. I know we don't have much time. But really, for the providers, we really want to let me start with the patients, because it's really about patients first.
Well, no, I want to know about the providers, because one of the things that came up during the argument between 2008 and 2010 was what doctors were complaining about, and we could argue and was argued then that it wasn't so much the administrative costs as it was people just in general don't like change.
Yes, exactly.
And so since 2010 and one could really argue since 2016, there have been some changes in the Affordable Care Act. And so the reason I ask is because if a patient goes to the doctor,
sure,
they want to make sure that the doctor is accepting this.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I ask, why now, after, here we are 8 years
yes.
after this this became law, how has it changed for the providers?
So in such a huge way. So just as we've had, you know, our healthcare systems transformation and reform, we're also having major payment reform. And ultimately, the payment is how the providers are getting paid. And that payment now, because of this legislation and other later legislation known as MACRA, which is the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act, has really changed its focus for physicians in providing quality of care to each patient. Improved outcomes is what we're talking about. And so clinicians are having now to demonstrate how they are improving the quality of care that their patients are now being delivered.
Administrative thing for them?
Well, yes.
Or is it just part of the job of providing health care is that you do have to add up the numbers?
Yes and no. So it is physicians have always been providing the quality of care, but now their payment is being linked to the value of that. We're moving from a place where, okay, I just see the doctor and then I bill whomever, the commercial or whoever it is. No, now it's, we want to know that patient that you saw, doctor, is going to achieve a higher health outcome, a higher quality of life through a set of what we call clinical measures. Mm-hmm. And so it can be quite convoluted and complicated, which is why the clinicians have said, you know, some of the reason why, and you know, as a previously practicing clinician, I understand, you know, this. And so it's quite common. But also on the patient side, that's why I'm so glad that we have so many individuals calling in, because there is the level of patient activation. We want the patients sharing in their health care,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so they have to take ownership in terms of eating right and just exercising and getting covered. So call the number that we're sharing with you. Stay tuned and get covered.
Well, we will be back in just a minute. I've got to take another break. But when we come back, more about the Affordable Care Act, and also known as Obamacare, we'll be back. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our conversation about Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. The deadline is Saturday, December 15th. We're talking about all of the things that you need to know to sign up so that you are covered for 2019. Of course, I'm here with Gene Drummond, president of Healthcare Dynamics International. We've been talking, Gene, a lot about individuals, but I've not asked about businesses. So if I, let's say I own a business and I have a small business, but I have 10 people working for me and they do not have insurance, if they want insurance under the Affordable Care Act, should they register individually, or can I, as a business owner, register them under the business?
Sure, absolutely. So there is something called the small business health options that you as an employer, and certainly if you have less than 50 employees, it is recommended that you can do this. They have brokers and agents oftentimes that are associated with the marketplace in the state, and you can find out that information also by going to the healthcare.gov. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they can provide for you, you know, the various plans that are typically, they're called qualified health plans. And so through the small business health options, they can share with you what your what the premiums might be, what the co-pays, what the benefits might be for you as an employer. So absolutely.
So as a business person,
yes,
you would pay, or would your employees, just like any other health care plan through this, they would pay, you could, for example, they get deducted out of their pay.
Yes. So all of that. So the agents and the brokers would work with that. Now, if you are self-employed and just you know, as an individual, you can go through the health insurance marketplace. So that here again, just like our caller earlier, based on the income that she's making would determine which level of a plan she would qualify for. So the bronze, the silver, the gold, or the platinum. So if you're self-employed, single, I don't mean single as in single, not married, but an individual, you can apply through the marketplace through one of the qualified health plans.
Because yes. One of the things also we often hear about individuals applying, but are there, like a lot of other health plans, is it individual plus one, or the family plans as well?
Yes, absolutely. And so again, these plans are determined by your income and your family composition, which, you know, we know can change. And that's why I'm saying here again is that, and oftentimes self-employed individuals, earlier the earlier caller had received her health insurance through her employer, mm-hmm. her large employer. But now she's decided to step out on her own. As we know, many WHUR callers are, you know, self-employed. Yeah, they need to contact their marketplace in their state and get covered.
You spoke earlier about health insurance literacy.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit more.
Absolutely.
About how would you define healthcare or health insurance literacy?
Absolutely. And so most are used to hearing health literacy, which is important, which is being knowledgeable about just good health. But this is health insurance literacy. So let's think about, Harold, some of the words, the vernacular, the words that we say. So premium, co-pays, deductible. What does all of that mean? And especially if you are new in the health insurance, you know, market and have not had that, these terms can be somewhat off-putting. So first of all, there is typically a premium. When you enter into the marketplace, you have, based on, again, your family and your income, it will determine whether or not you are eligible for Medicaid, right, which is health insurance that you would not have to pay for, or you are eligible for the qualified health plans, of which I have shared with you there are different plans and different levels, right? So depending upon that, with Medicaid, there is no premium. With the qualified health plans, there is a premium, and that is typically paid each month. So that is some amount based on what level you determine that you wish to have, that you are paying each month, right? Okay, but then there is a copay. And a copay can be an amount that can vary depending upon the level of the level of the plan, that every time you go to see the doctor, you are paying some copay. What could that be? $10, $15? You know, it's a small amount, but it's also kind of a co-sharing, a cost sharing, if you will. And then there is the deductible. Well, the deductible is typically associated with their outpatient visits. It could be associated with their hospital visits. It may be, you know, associated with some part of those benefits. And so that's very important and sometimes can be confusing. I know we've had members before who thought they were paying a portion of their deductible, which can be quite high depending upon which plan you have. So they didn't think they needed to pay their monthly premium anymore and then ended up losing their insurance and having to get back on again and going back. So that's very important that you take a moment and understand what we call health insurance literacy.
Who do you ask?
Yes.
When you have questions about that, because a lot of times people will go to see their doctor.
Yeah.
And there is an unpleasant surprise, whether it's the deductible, which they may or may not know about, or the copay, or the bill that you get
right
after you've gotten your flu shot and you know, whatever else. So who do you ask?
Sure. So the exchange. So when you're going to sign up and to share your family composition and your income, that's the time that you ask the questions. How do I use, you know, how do I use my insurance? Whether you're Medicare, Medicaid, QHP, have no insurance, that's the time that you are asking. We're certainly happy to answer any questions as well. Our telephone number, if I may share that, is 301-552-8803. That's 301-552-8803. We are more than happy to answer these questions because, again, they can be quite confusing.
Well, I want to thank Gene Drummond for coming in and sharing this information with us. And as always, the information will be posted on our website on WHUR.com after 9 o'clock tonight, including information about Healthcare Dynamics International. So log on to WHUR.com after 9 o'clock. Gene, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you. And get covered.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, December 10th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.